is our fourth fundraising for a cult for some time going on. This horse is out of the Grand Lodge mare in Excommunicate. She was unraced. She was a half sister to her Zenna, a very good mare back in her day. And this colt trialled on the 6th of February. He finished 6th behind the front. He's pulled off the track and pretty much untouched. Now, this horse, I'm going to go with Ex Fiero Mint due to the fact that he's by Fiero. So we'll run with Ex Fiero Mint. My apologies if that's not the correct pronunciation there, but he's out of a lucky owner's mare in a lucky moment. And she was a half to summer ready. It goes back to the family of County Tyrone, and this is her very first foal. Golly Gap is our runner here, an Animal Kingdom colt. And the one trial that was on the 6th of February, he finished 7th behind 2 front. He was caught deep like a Vic and held together, so those two pretty much went round at the back of the field together. That was quite impressive. They were never really let off the bridle there. Postwin Marieke is our seventh runner. She's out of a top of the larger in there. And she was unraced. The Grand Dam, Lateria, she's in there back in 2005, 2006. Nationality, a Command Colt. And she's out of a Brazil mare in Yilly Yet. She was unraced. She was a New Zealand mare. And that makes this colt a half to Samantha Mint. The first trial was on the 13th of December. He got beat about a length. He then went to, well, he had about a 2 month freshen up in between, and he trialled on the 6th of February, finishing 7th behind a Cat McSpear. He sat behind the speed and was under pressure from the 300 metre mark, being about 15th overall. Number 9 is Smart Edge, a Smart Missile colt. He's out of a Show a Heart Mare, and she was a winner over the mile. She was a half to a Big Edge. Beginning his very first trial today, and West Rock is a Fiero colt out of a Born West mare in May Born West. She's an American mare. She's placed as a 3-year-old. She has had 2 farms. And this particular colt trialled on the 25th of October. He finished 4th. He then trialled on the 4th of November. Finishing 2nd behind the 6th rank. He settled 4th. Made to work to the line with a hard edge there. So that's a look at the 10 runners here. We shouldn't be too far away for the first of them to move in. A Vic to wear the blue cap. The first one has started to move in. Here's Mitch, he's 9.
Nationality, Kara McAvoy, 9 Smart Edge, White Cap, Corey Brown, 10 West Rock, Grey Black Diamonds, Black Sleeves, Tim Clark. Right, Shenny, so just a couple of colour changes here with a few stablemates lining up. Godolphin have 2, Evict with the blue cap and Galagons with the white. Peter and Paul Snowden for red, white, for red, for Triple Crown syndications. They have Experiments with a red cap on and Smart Edge with a white cap. Now, West Rock is about to come forward with host Win Meraki, a Vic, a Fetian to come forward, and a 12 Newmarket Sydney. Entries close and Friday, Eden February Rock. 24. Visit english.com.au. It's got a bit of a rap on him, Eden Rock. Off his trials, he started odds on favourite on debut at Randwick behind Exceeds, and then he really overdid it the other day with the winkers on at Randwick when third behind Veronillo. He overraced. Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales. And the Tab app wherever you travel. This morning, for Racing HQ. But they might have the shades on him this morning. Racing information. Now, the last of them coming forward is West Rock. Quality 2-year-old colt and gelding seat. This is the 9th.
Plus, we've got a big day today at Grafton as well. And we'll check out the story there with
set now.
Very big program the other day. Drew Cookson. He's the track manager there.
Ready?
In just a moment. Tell us
and away. Eden Rock and out Gary wide Cleese. With West Rock we'll left well. Showing speed as Nationality well. With a Vic. So on set lean down, it's West Rock taking the lead. 2 lengths clear from Nationality, then a Vic. Smart Edge is up to 4th and then followed by on the inside of Fijian, drifting back as Galagons after beginning well. Eden Rock was restrained towards the tail end in company with Expiero Mint, Benner's season host with Meraki. Home corner, it's West Rock in front, leading by a length and a half to Nationality. Victor's going through to 3rd, closest to the inside, and then a Fijian. Out wider is Smart Edge and then followed by Galagons and Eden Rock at the 150 metre mark. Vic's gone through on the inside to take the lead away away from West Rock and then Nationality. It's a Vic doing it well, close home, and a Vic won it by a neat length in the end to West Rock and Nationality. Eden Rock in fourth, and then followed by Smart Edge behind those Ephesian, Experiment, Hostwin, Meraki, Benesizon, and Gallagher's towards the tail end. So a Vic wins heat number 9 for Godolphin. Put into the trial a bit more this morning than his first hit out set here, the Colt by Sepoy. He ran 6th behind Sue Front here 2 weeks ago. But he was certainly put into the trial this morning, just sitting in behind the leaders. And Abdullah was happy to go through on the inside. He was able to take the lead, and he's cruised to the line to score by about a length in the end. West Rock showed good speed, just knocked up the last little bit. I thought Nationality closed off well in third under a tight hold from McAvoy. And Eden Rock... thought he might have had the blinkers on, but he actually might have had the earmuffs on. As I said, he over-raced at Randwick the other day with the winkers on, so they've tried a different set of gear with him this morning. He jumped well and then was restrained. Obviously, that was the intention to get him to get some cover so he could finish the trial off, and he's closed off well in fourth, so that gear change that they put on him this morning looks like it has worked, and hopefully he can go back to the races because he does have above-average ability. If he puts it all together, he'll certainly win a nice race along the way, Eden Rock.
That he does have a little bit of ability. Thanks, Mitch. He got back there. He was caught about 4 deep, actually. Still wanted to go a little bit hard within himself, but he did have a bit of cover there, which may help if he can get that in his races there. Look, take nothing away from Evict. He drew inside today. His first trial, he drew off the track, and he was caught deep there, so pretty much went around untested in that trial. West Rock showed plenty of speed in his third trial this morning, and then Nationality outside. Eden Rock finished off the line to the line nicely, but to his inside in the white cap was Smart Edge. I quite liked his trial. Never really let off the bridle there and was coasting to the line full of running, so it was an impressive trial there from the Snowden team. Let's go back and watch a full replay, Heat 9.
He's well-schooled. Like I said, he comes from a very good yard, so I think he's going to be hard to beat. The filly that I'm interested
ready
in having the mounting out is a 7.
And away. Eden Rock out wide with West Rock left well. Showing speed as Nationality with a Vict. So on set lean down, it's West Rock taking the lead. 2 lengths clear from Nationality, then a Vict. Smart Edge is up to 4th and then followed by on the inside of Fijian, drifting back as Gallagher's. After beginning well, Eden Rock was restrained towards the tail end in company with Experiment, Benesizon, Hostwin, Meraki. Home corner, it's West Rock in front, leading by a length and a half, the Nationality. Victor's going through to third, closest to the inside, and then Ephesian. Out wider is Smart Edge, and then followed by Gallagher's and Eden Rock. At the 150-metre mark, Vic's gone through on the inside to take the lead away from West Rock and then Nationality. It's a Vic doing it well, close home, and a Vic won it by a neat length in the end to West Rock and Nationality. Eden Rock in fourth, and then followed by Smart Edge behind those Ephesian, Experiment, Hostwin, Meraki, Benesizon, and Gallagher's towards the tail end.
Evict, the winner of Heat 9, a Sepoy Colt trained by the Godolphin team. Into second spot was West Rock, a Piero Colt trained by Gain Adrian. And Nationality, a Commands Colt trained by Michael Friedman, was into third spot. 48.8, one length by a neck. We do have one trial left for their 2-year-old Colts and Geldings. Stay tuned, we'll be back in a short time.
11 to half, $5, 7 green star of 8, 2 for the green 11, number 6 Rally Crossing 14, Emma Dean will be 16, number 5 Sister of 2 and 23, 1 green star 3, 9 Swicker 31 and 4 Cheryl Ann Cairns $61.
Yeah, well I'm 8, 3, 7 and 11, I'm with the ADF fund for me, Matty Dunstilly now. She resumes from a 10-month spell. She had one trial at Kembla Grange prior to coming to Matty. She ran third in that trial at Kembla Grange. Then she came up and gave her a trial at the Gold Coast. She wasn't knocked around, just a nice little quiet trial. And then she went to Moolumbar 10 days ago in a trial there. Now, she was outstanding. Jim Byrne rode her in the trial. She ran second of 5 runners. The horse that beat her right on the line, 0.2 of a length, was a horse called Good Job Bro. We saw what he did at Eagle Farm on Saturday in a Class 6. Now, this filly put it right to him. The thing I'm meaning to coming out of that good trial in a good yard, and I like her. I think if she runs up to the trial, she'll be hard to beat. We've been saying that three smart Ali's a nice horse. We saw him first up at Coffs Harbour when he ran second behind Dharma Sala. Just fitness gave out on him. Then he came back and he ran third at Taree. He had to work off that bad gate. He was beaten 2.6 lengths. He's drawn beautiful today. Kenny Lanfield having a lot more fitter. The watch fillies of Seven Dream Scarlet from the David Keller Yard, former Adelaide galloper. She ran 7th at Morfordville, then came back and ran 9th to 14th at Morfordville when she led, and then ran 7th to 7th in a three-year-old handicap at Morfordville behind Chapel City. So good gate, smart stable. I think she's a big, big watch. And I'm throwing the 11th Sea Harb. You know, she's honest, she's fit. She's been around the mark, probably has to do a little bit of work from the gate. But there's a winning a very short endeavours today. But I'm really keen on the 8th, but for me, I think if she comes up to her trial, that will be about 13 days ago, she'll be hard to beat. They are 8.37 for me, Sean, in race.
Welcome back, Heat 10, the final trial for the 2-year-old at Colton Gelding is coming up, another exciting trial here. And we do have a full field of 9, no scratching, that we have heard of. In fact, it's a full field of 10. Apologies there. Ataraxia is our first runner here, a Teofilo colt. He's out of a Quest for Fame mare, and she was a sister to Dracula. She won 2 races. And this colt is a half too complacent, who won just under $1 million worth of prize money. We didn't get to see the best of him, unfortunately. He had a lot of complications there. This colt trialled on the 6th of February. He finished 6th behind Catmosphere, beaten just under 5 lengths on that occasion. He sat last, wasn't really asked to do anything, so we'll be interested to see what he does in today's trial. Now, Byzantium, I don't know if it's Byzantium or Byzantium. We'll run with either one of those, an all too hard colt. He's out of a Roman ruler mare in Roman Treasure. She was a listed winner, and she was... this is her very first foal, in fact, there. So looking forward to seeing this guy. Eagle Hawk, a Harada son, Gelding. He's out of Command's mare in Oahu Girl, and she won 7 races. This Gelding, in fact, he went to Warwick Farm on the 6th of February. He finished last in the trial there behind a French Tune, beaten 13 lengths. He settled back in the field and was under the whip at the turn. Number 4 is a Love Shack Baby, an all two hard colt. He's out of a mare called Shaq. She was a half to Emancipation. She was a half to Heather, who won an Emancipation. And this colt is a half to a Group 3 winner there. So we are just hearing down the line that we may have a bit of a delay here, something to do with a rabbit. Just listening. Sorry about that. I'm just listening to Mitch down the line, and I can hear something about a delay in a rabbit. So maybe there's a rabbit on the track, or which you wouldn't think that a rabbit would be of too much concern due to the fact that rabbits are pretty much on the track most mornings, but. This one might be causing... Oh, the rabbit, in fact, is in a mounting yard, so unusual circumstances here, but hopefully these horses are making their way around to the gates. Anyway, we will move on. Made in England is our 5th runner here, a Your Song colt. He's out of a marauding mare in Steal My Love. She was a winner over the 1,750 metres, and she was a half to Denidri. This colt is a half to Emerino, who was a Group 3 winner, having his very first trial today. Pierino is a Piero colt, and he's out of a Redoute Choice mare in No Looking Back. She won a Carrington Stakes. She was Group 1 placed, and she's a three-quarter sister to Chauffeur, who is a smart colt there, who should be going around in the Golden Slipper in a few weeks. The Grand Dam Mirror Mirror was a very good mare on her day, and this is the first foal here. Simmer Yee, a Love Conquers All gelding, and he has been gelded the first time we saw him under race conditions. He went to the 2-year-old Magic Moons, the Clockwise Magic Moons down at Ballarat, where it's been about 15 lengths on that occasion. So he came back, he had the gelding operation, first trial back for him. Number 8 is Speed Street, an Al Mahar colt. He's out of a Kiltree Sharon Street Princess. She was unraced. And this colt's a half to Case of Sun, who was listed place number 9 at Trekking, a Street Cry colt. He's only had the one start for one win. He won on debut there at Rosehill on the 3rd of December. He beat Goodfella there by a length and a half. Quite a dominant win from him. Looking forward to seeing him back. All Man, our last runner here. An all too hard colt. He's out of a Timber Country mare in Timberina. She won a Wakeful. She was a half sister to Media. She has had the four foals, two to race. So there's no sign of any horses behind the gates. We might head over to Mitch. No, we're not going to head over to Mitch. He's just finding out what is happening over there. Well, there we go. The first of the horses are arriving now. So obviously the rabbit problem has been rectified. No rabbits on the track. And hopefully he doesn't reappear, causing a little bit of drama out. The trial this morning, this rabbit has. So this is the last trial for the 2-year-olds, and then we head on to over to the open trial. Now, if you didn't hear earlier on in the show, heats 11 and 12 have been combined there. So heat 11 will in fact be called heat 11. Heat 12 will be abandoned, and then we will jump on to heat 13 there. So it was a field, was a 16 trial card this morning. We are down to 15 with that addition. So I'll update you next trial, just what has been scratched and what hasn't. Now, number 5 here, Made in England, has been scratched, so we are down to a field of 9. We won't be seeing Made in England stepping out for his first trial today. Let's head over to Mitch now for Heat 10, and he can enlighten us on the problem.
You would think today the 1L will play any hand. 10-3, 1 and 5 in race 5.
5 is out, 6 Perino, Christian Reith, 7 Simiyai, Andrew Adkins, 8 Speed Street, Kara McAvoy, 9 Trekking Whitecap, Brendan Abdallah, 10 Old Man in the Orange and Black, Texas, Corey Brown. Right, Shenny, so getting set here. Byzantium is coming forward.
9 Classroom Destiny, 13.
So loading up.
14, 4 Radiologist, 16, and 13 King Victor, 19. This looks a bit open, Gary.
Loading away. There's a few rabbits floating about in the area. The boys were saying at the start there was one that ducked across the track over there a short time ago before I spotted the one in the mounting yard. If it was the same rabbit, he's a quick mover. You'd like to be on him in a race. If he got all the way from the half mile stud to over here in that time, but I'm tipping it was another one. Now Speed Street's coming up. Simiyai about to come forward, and then we've got the Godolphin pair, Ataraxia with the blue cap on and Trekking with the white cap. Another interesting trial coming up. Trekking is rated around a $15 chance for the slipper through tab.com.au. Oozes quality.
Really had a good go. Meditosa run second in the race.
Trekking about to come forward with Simiyai.
And Karen Tart came out to win the last at Belner on Friday. She was really good. She
his first start, Trekking, beating Goodfella. Goodfella went on to run fourth in the Magic Millions, a luckless fourth. Light on.
You've got to include him.
Set now.
Kamiok, I know he hasn't won.
End away. Ataraxia out wide left. Well, Simiyai's got the best speed out of the gates, though it will lead. Ataraxia second. Celine down in third spot is Love Shack Baby. And then followed on the inside, Eagle Hawk. Behind those runners is Trekking with the white cap on. Out wide on the track is Speed Street. And then followed by Byzantium's going through in the middle. They're followed by All Man, and at the tail end of the field is Perino. Home corner, 3.50 left to run. Simiyai narrowly from moving up at Araxia. Speed Street's the widest. Eagle Hawk's cut the corner. Byzantium, Love Shack Baby are next. Trekking's getting through in the middle with the white cap on. He's about to get through in the centre. 100 left to run. Trekking got through with Ataraxia. Speed Street out wider. They're coming to the line. It's Speed Street. Speed Street by a nose to either Trekking or Ataraxia. Then Byzantium, Eagle Hawk, Simiyai, Perino. Behind those runners was Love Shack Baby with All Man. The outside will just get this here. Speed Street, another winner for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott of the morning. The outside, Trekking couldn't have been any more impressive. Ridden by Brendan Abdullah, was under under a vice-like grip and still burst through and was just about to win the trial before Speed Street grabbed him on the post. And Ataraxia certainly no knock on its trial in the middle. It's about a head-by-head the result. First three all get ticks, but gee, if you're on Trekking at $15 in the Golden Slipper, you'd be extremely happy with its trial this morning. The colt by Street Cry, he clearly could have won the trial. There's no risk about that, but he certainly gets full marks this morning, pressing ahead towards the slipper lead-ups.
That he does, under an absolute throttle hold, approaching the line there. So it looks like he's probably finished, finished second or third there behind the stable mate. But the winner, Speed Street, he's out of a Keltrice mare, and he's a half Decaser Son who was listed place there, and he's jumped well. Have to cover a little bit of ground out wide, so his trial probably looks even better than what it looks there. Ataraxia still has a lot to learn. He's a little bit green. He wanted to just, I don't know if he got on heels around the turn or if he just was really wanting to go hard within himself, but he still has a little bit to learn. He'll only benefit from the experience there. Speed Street out wide, given a little bit of an urge along, and then over on the inside in the white cap, very impressive, was obviously a Trekking who's on his way to the Golden Slipper there. So an impressive trial from the first three over the line. Let's go back and watch a full replay of the last of the two-year-old Colts and Goody.
Now, and away. Ataraxia out wide left well. Simiyai's got the best speed out of the gates, though it will lead. Ataraxia second. Celine down in third spot is Love Shack Baby. And then followed on the inside, Eagle Hawk. Behind those runners is Trekking with the white cap on. Out wide on the track is Speed Street, and then followed by Byzantium's going through in the middle. They're followed by Old Man, and at the tail end of the field is Perino. Home corner, 3:50 left to run. Simiyai narrowly from moving up Ataraxia. Speed Street's the widest. Eagle Hawk's cut the corner. Byzantium, Love Shack Baby are next. Trekking's getting through in the middle with the white cap on. He's about to get through in the centre. 100 left to run. Trekking got through with Ataraxia. Speed Street out wider. They're coming to the line. It's Speed Street. Speed Street by a nose to either Trekking or Ataraxia. Then Byzantium, Eagle Hawk, Simiyai, Perino. Behind those runners was Love Shack Baby with Old Man.
Speed Street takes out the 10th trial of the morning. Almaha colt trained by Gay and Adrian. Ataraxia, a Tiafilo colt trained by the Godolphin team. And his stablemate, Trekking, an impressive trial from this son of the Street Cry. 49 flat. The time wasn't flash, but they certainly probably could have, or Trekking could have taken out that trial had he been let off the bridle there. A short head by a nose there. So that was the two-year-old colts and geldings. They're done. The two-year-old fillies also done. We'll be back with Heat 11. It is combined with Heat 12 after this short break.
And Gary, Curry, baby, she's riding well for that, isn't she?
And I can see what she's learning all the time. The beauty about that young girl, when she first kicked off, Sean, she was trying to push him and try to ride him too hard out and was making herself feel awful. But now she's placing horses where they can win. And, yeah, she's changed around, that young girl. She's really picked it up. And, you know, the beauty about girls and young guys, they got the opportunity when they ride at Curry and Port Macquarie and follow fellas like Robert Thompson, Andrew Gibbons and Matty McGowan and all them top boys that ride around, Benny Looker. So they learn a lot off them. But, yeah, she's improved immensely, that young girl. It's just the improvement she's made in the last 3 months is very good.
Yeah, too right. Good on her. Now, the final event, Fire, we put out one Black Denim, two Darkling, three Adfinim, number four Schnitzel's Joy, and 9 5 Spices. Now, five pack cash, 280, 6 cent to be good, 460. Number 8, Pennyella, $5. 11, My Boy Salido, 7. 7, Natural Connection, 8. Number 13, Samuel James, 9.50. 10, Consolari, 11. And 12, Crazy Is You, $19.
Hasn't that fell away? You know, you've lost the top weight, the second top weight, the third top weight, and Snitchell's Joy. They're the four real big players that come out of it. I'm left with 5, 8, 10, 7. I'm with Pat Cash. The 5, I think he's only got it. When he won his maiden here, and he's only won 1 out of 20, he's been placed 5 times. I'm not kidding you. I reckon his maiden win was probably 6, 7 lengths. That was first up. And I'm banking now that he hasn't tried him. Johnny Shelton says, right, now with these four out, that makes it an easier assignment. And if he reproduces what he did here first up last preparation, he'll take a lot of betting. Six Penny Yellow, she resumed 6 months in a little soft trial. Penny Lanfrey's got her. She goes good. She only likely raced there, so she draws okay. That's the big thing with her. Ping Consolari, a mare that's more suitable over 1,300, 1,400 metres, but she has been placed at 1,000. They haven't run her for 2 months, and Blinkers go back on her today. That might just keep her a little bit more handy. She'll be hitting the line. And I want to have a look at the Seven Natural Connection. Gordon York's got him. He's only a likely race horse. He resumes here with no trials. His only win was at 1,000 metres, so he holds a few keys without going to the trial.
And what makes it a bit tricky too, Gary, you've got five of them first up by 3-8.
Here we go, catch that. I think it'll be sure to be a hassle for me.
Heat 11 and 12 have been combined, so we will only have 15 trials this morning. We'll have a quick look at the combined field here. And number one is Angerard, an ex-Scenic Sale filly. She's had the 8 starts. She's won 2 of those. And the last time we saw her, well, if we go back 3 starts ago, she went around in the Crockett Stakes at Moonee Valley. She was 2.8 behind a Sweet Sherry. She then went to the Twilight Glow at Sandown, and she was beaten 6 lengths behind Prompt Response. She then finally went around in a Benchmark 70 on the 26th of November. That was over the 1,200 metres. She was beaten 4 lengths. She's had a break, made her way back to Sydney. First trial back for her this preparation. Demolition, a Street Crying Gelding, 4 starts for him and 2 wins. He put 2 wins together last prep. He won a maiden at Gosford over the 1,200. He then backed it up with a win in town at Canterbury on the 21st of October. That was over the 1,250. Where he beat Louboutin there by a length. His first trial back was on the 6th of February, and he was beaten 6 lengths behind Postmaster General. Kito is a Beneteau gelding. 1 start, 1 win. He won his debut maiden at Gosford on the 27th of October. He only beat Jessalyn by a nose. He got there, though. That was the main thing. So he had a break after that. First trial back for him. Thorin is a Sea Point colt. 2 starts for him, and his first start was at Wyong on the 13th of September. He finished 2.2 behind Nickerbell. He then went to the Beaumont and was able to take out his maiden up there. That was over 11.50 ahead of Postmaster General there. He's quite dominant. He beat him on that occasion by nearly 3 lengths. Walshy is a walking or dancing gelding. 5 starts, 1 win. He was a maiden winner. 2 starts back on the 3rd of October. That was over the 1,280 metres. He then went to Nowra in a class 1 over the 1,200. He finished 6th behind Dramatico. Beaten 4 lengths. He had a break, first trial back for him also. Number 7 is Sanfurin. So these horses are now moving. These horses are from Heat 12 now into Heat 11. A Helmet Gelding, 6 starts, 2 wins, and 2 minor placings. He's put 2 wins together. His first win came on the 3rd of December. That was a maiden at the Beaumont. He beat Emperor's Way there by 4 lengths. It's quite a dominant win for him. He then backed it up with a win in town on the 14th of December. So he took a lot of confidence. He won a Benchmark 67. He beat Magic Dallas there by half a length. Number 8 is Hussey Miss, a Fox Wedge filly. She's won 4 from 10 and has had the 1 placing. She goes quite well, this filly. And her more recent start was in the Red Roses at Flemington. That was on the 3rd of November. She finished 16, 4 lengths behind Sprite Price. That's just coming off a nice win. The Benchmark 75 at Warwick Farm. Pickens, the 9-year-old skilled filly. She had the 4 starts for 1 win. She won her debut start at the Beaumont back on the 26th of May of last year. She then finished down the track in the next few runs. She wasn't beaten that far. She finished 4th on those 3 occasions. She trialled on the 17th of January, finishing last behind Miss Opportunity. She then went out to Hawkesbury and trialled on the 30th of January, finishing 3rd behind Miss Sea & Onuru, beaten just under 3 lengths. Take Omuchi is our 10th runner here, a Snitzel gelding. He's out of a Fupei mare in Boucher. She was unraced. And a 55-year-old man is in hospital with. And number 11, our last runner here, Turf Tapper, a Dreamerhead gelding. And he's had 4 starts, 1 win, 1 placing. He had 2 trials leading into his first up run this prep. He went to Bathurst and was beaten just under 3 lengths there in a class 2 over the 1,300 metres. So we do.